The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
We've escaped the studio in the Sheraton Hotel and we're down here looking across the beautiful River Shannon. We're at Athlone Marina with Joe Grennan, who is in charge of keeping this place ship-shaped. It's an awful joke, isn't it, Joe, to kick things off with?
Yeah, it's a bad one, all right.
you could have been a bit politer about that. Anyway, so listen, we're kind of staring down the barrel of August bank holiday, or June bank holiday weekend, rather. So the starting off point of the summer in a lot of people's minds. How busy is things getting down here in the Shannon?
Yeah, the bank holiday weekend will be really busy. We've space here for about 60 boats to come in. And usually on a bank holiday, we're kind of 90% full. It's a bit quieter at the moment, as you can see, but the season will really take off from next weekend onwards, I think. Hopefully the weather will improve a little bit as well. So as you can see there, you can see the Viking ships just gone up the river there. There are three boats that do tours on the river here in Athlone on a daily basis. The Viking ship, we have the River Run, and we have Hidden Heartlands, a little river taxi that travels up and down the river there, usually at weekends, you know. The rest of the boats that are in here at the moment are from the various companies who rent them out on the Shannon. So we have Le Boat in the background, Emerald Star Line, Carrycraft, and we also have Silver Line Cruisers, who are based in Banagher. Just want to say hello to Barbara down there. They're a good Irish company. So that what happens is they come into Athlone, stay for a night or two. They use the facilities here at the marina. They can have a hot shower. They can use the garden area for a barbecue or something like that. If they have kids, they can go up to town, bring them to the cinema. So it's all very central here. The marina in Athlone is probably the best location in relation to how close it is to the town centre. Lots of the other marinas are maybe a walk away from town. So this is kind of the jewel in the crown.
Yeah, you're slap bang in the middle. As you said, the barracks is just over the road. Peter and Paul's church, the cathedral is there. And everything else is right on your door. This place will be a hive of activity then from next weekend.
Absolutely. And then we have the new cycleway, which was only opened last August. The new town bridge here.
Is that getting used a lot?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Weekend cycle groups. When the weather is good, you know, you can see that families are out and about. And in the last few weeks, I can see us really taking off. And anybody who's in Athlone who hasn't been on the bridge, they should really come down, and you won't appreciate what the Shannon is like or the marina until you're up on top of the new bridge, you know. And just across the river then, when tourists come in, we kind of direct them in the direction of maybe Athlone Castle, the Lewin Gallery. St. Peter and Paul's Church is a lovely place to visit because it has all the old Harry Clark windows.
Yeah.
And it's really nice, you know. So that side of town is kind of the historical side.
And I mean, Athlone is kind of very busy little place, you know what I mean? There's lots of, market towns of a similar size in Ireland, a lot less busy and a lot less vibrant than Athlone is. And it's been like that kind of for a long time. Would you get a sense that maybe the surrounding areas have been neglected from a tourist point of view, though, in the past?
Possibly, yeah. I would say possibly, yeah. I suppose that, you know, the river runs through the centre of the town. It's kind of a hub, you know, for people to meet and stuff like that. And it, you know, it really enhances the whole place. Like several smaller towns on the outskirts, say, that don't have, you know, an amenity like the Shannon and probably suffer a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, and
The boats that are here at the moment, are many of them wintering here then?
The winter season starts in October until March.
Okay.
So the winter people are gone. 90% of them are gone for this year. One or two would stay here a little bit longer.
But there are people on the boats in the winter?
Yeah, there would be people on boats, maybe at weekends and stuff like that. So what happened?
Are they kind of masochists or something?
Yeah. I don't know. No, it can get pretty rough down here and cold in December. But where the marina is situated, it's less windy than up on Loch Ree, where they're exposed to the winds and, you know, the high water levels. So they have a bit of shelter if they come in here for the 6 months of the winter, which often they do, you know.
And would you get, like, what's the kind of split between foreign visitors and domestic tourists?
At the moment, there are more, definitely, this year I can see definitely more foreign visitors on the higher boats. After the pandemic, kind of COVID, it was a nice holiday for Irish people to take, and they kind of took the plunge. And lots of them have come back, but that has kind of eased off a little bit. I'd say they would do it once or twice in their lifetime, maybe, you know, and it's probably people should put it on their bucket list to do it, I would say. You know, it's a different holiday, but we seem to be getting more Swiss, Germans, Dutch people in the last 2 years again, and they're really into fishing and, you know, outdoor pursuits and stuff like that.
Yeah, well, listen, we wish you every success with the summers, the looming summer season. Not too summery today. There's a bit of a breeze, a bit of a chill in that breeze. But listen, the forecast, I'm sure, would pick up. And we had a great weekend the weekend before last. And fingers crossed for the bank holiday weekend. Joe Grennan, it's been a pleasure. Thanks a million, Joe.
Thanks very much. And you're very welcome. And come back when the weather is a little bit better.
You will. I've never been out in the Shannon. I've never dipped a toe in the Shannon. So there we are. I'll have to come back.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.